Hey there. Before we get into the episode, I wanted to make sure that you've grabbed our free wedding planning resources that I made specifically to help guide you through the overwhelming details of planning a wedding. Head over to planningcollective.com/free-guides and sign up for totally free resources on expensive wedding planning mistakes, the first four things every engaged couple needs to do, a full backyard wedding or unique venue wedding planner, and our pre-wedding worksheets that every couple needs. All four of these downloads are currently available, and we're working on some more fun and, of course, free resources coming your way soon. Again, you can find all of them at planningcollective.com under the free guides tab. See you there. Kate McClellan, pro wedding planner with over 16 years of experience helping more than 400 couples down the aisle. I started Planning Collective to help all couples get through the overwhelm of wedding planning by sharing my actionable tips and tools that I've used over the years working with my clients. We'll focus on getting rid of what I like to call FOWO, the fear of wedding oversight. This is an unfortunate condition that almost every couple will suffer from at some point. Let's get you back to enjoying the planning process. Here we go. Hey guys, Kate here. Welcome back to another episode of the Wedding Planning Collective podcast. In today's episode, we're going to talk about a common question we get asked about, and I'm going to guess it has crossed your mind before too as you've been planning your wedding. The topic today is chatting about table and linen sizes and the coordinating details that go along with them. If this hasn't crossed your mind yet, it may seem like an easy thing to skip over or you don't need to worry too much about it. But if overlooked, it can result in overcrowding of guest tables and or improperly fitting linens, which can really impact the look of your wedding. Before we get into the details, I've put together a cheat sheet of all of the sizes and measurements for you. You can find it at planningcollective.com or in the highlight reel over at planningcollectively on Instagram. The first thing we need to talk about is the most common table sizes that venues have and what they are often used for. For guest tables, most venues will use round tables. There are four common sizes that we'll use on a wedding day, but only two of them are typically used for guest tables. That's a 72-inch round and a 60-inch round. Some locations might use feet instead of inches, so a 72-inch round is a 6-foot table, and a 60-inch round is a 5-foot table. If you're doing long rows of tables instead of rounds, you're most likely going to be using an 8-foot banquet table or a 6-foot banquet table. Even if you are using round tables for your guests, you're most likely going to have a couple of banquet tables that you're going to use for other items like your place card table, card or gift table, or any of the other miscellaneous tables that you might need throughout the evening. In addition to those and the guest tables, we'll often use a 48-inch round table and a 36-inch round table for things like the wedding cake and cocktail tables. For the 36-inch rounds, we'll see two different varieties, the tall, which we use for cocktail tables, and the short, which is often used for cocktail tables, but with seating for the guests to be able to enjoy cocktail hour. Before we get into the coordinating linens for these tables, let's talk about how many people you can fit per table. The largest out of the group is going to be the 72-inch round. The standard rule is that these will fit 10 to 12 guests, but I can tell you that 12 people around a 72-inch table may feel a little bit tight. This might not feel like the proper thing to do, but if you are looking at putting more than 10 guests at a 72-inch round, consider the size of the guests. I don't mean to be rude by bringing that up, but if you have 12 kids sitting at the table, that's very different than 12 guests that may be on the larger side. Again, an awkward detail to think about, but it does make an impact. In addition to that, if you are using charger plates, 10 guests at a 72-inch table really should be your max. Along with the cheat sheet, I'm going to show you a photo of a table that is set up with charger plates for 11 people, and you'll be able to see how tight that really is. Now adding another 12th guest there, and it is impossible when we have charger plates on the table. Now, if we're talking about a 60-inch round, the same scenario goes into play, but we're looking at a max of 8 to 10 guests. So again, if they are larger guests or if you have charger plates, 10 guests at a 60-inch table is probably going to be too tight. The ideal in that scenario is 8. Minimums at these tables aren't usually an issue unless you're really tight on space in your venue. For a 72-inch table, if you're around 6 or 7 guests, see if you can change over to a 60-inch table. If you have 60-inch tables and you're looking at 4 or 5 guests per table, you can see if you can either combine groups or go down to a 48-inch table. Now, 48-inch tables are not as common. Again, we'll often use them for things like the wedding cake display rather than a guest table. But if you do need a smaller table for seating, these would max at 4 guests for dinner. 36-inch rounds are commonly used for cocktail hour, not for guest dinner tables. If you are going to use one for dinner tables, you would max that at 2 guests for dinner, and 4 if you're using this table for cocktail hour. Switching over to banquet tables, or the long rectangular tables, the max for an 8-foot table is going to be 4 guests on either side, so 8 total. For a 6-foot table, it's going to be 3 on either side for a total of 6. That makes it pretty easy to remember. 8-foot, 8 guests, 6-foot, 6 guests. If these tables are being placed independently, meaning it's not a long row of multiple 6 or 8-foot tables in a row, you can put guests on the end of the table. Now, if you're planning on doing this, make sure that you don't have any decor that is going to be going down to the end of the table. When we have long guest tables, we'll often have runners or greenery that runs through the end of the table. If that's the case, obviously, you can't put a guest at the end of the table there. The standard 8 or 6-foot table is about 2.5 feet wide. So also take that into consideration as you are looking at your decor. In that 2.5 feet, you're going to need to have 2 place settings for your guests and your centerpiece. That room goes very quickly, so make sure you're keeping that in mind as you're talking about centerpiece decor for your long tables. Let's get into linens and how we coordinate those with the size of tables that we've been talking about. There are 3 phrases or terms that we're going to use when thinking about linen sizes. The first is floor length, and that means that your linen is going to fully cover the table and touch the floor. Now, it may be off the floor by 1 inch or so, but you will not see any exposed legs of the table, and it has a very clean look to it. Mid-length is going to mean that the linen is not going to go all the way down to the floor. For this size, you are going to see the legs of the table, and it can leave the room looking a little unfinished, in my opinion. Puddled is the 3rd phrase that we're going to use when we're talking about linen lengths, and that is when the linen is longer than touching the floor by several inches. When we refer to puddling a linen, we'll usually tuck the linen under the table, so it's not obvious how much extra fabric there is, but in some cases, puddled linens can be a trip hazard. So if the linen you're looking at does come in the floor length size, that is definitely preferred. Okay, now I'm going to throw a bunch of numbers at you, like we haven't done that already. But again, make sure you get the cheat sheet that I have put together for these linen sizes. When we're talking about round linens, there are 4 common sizes: 132-inch round, 120-inch, 108 inches, and 90 inches. For a 72-inch table, if you want your linen to go to the ground, you're going to need 132-inch linen. The other 3 options are going to fall mid-length depending on the size. A 90-inch linen on a 72-inch table is barely going to cover the tabletop and have a couple of inches around the side of the table, which might look a little silly. For a 60-inch table, if you want the linen to go to the floor, you're going to want 120-inch linen. If you go with 132-inch, you'll need to puddle it under the table a little bit, and 108 or a 90-inch linen will be mid-length. For a 48-inch round, 108-inch linen is going to take you to the floor. 120 inches or 132 inches will be puddled, and a 90-inch linen is going to be mid-length. For a 36-inch table, to the floor, you're going to want 120 inch linen. Things get a little tricky when we start talking about cocktail tables. If you have a 36 inch tall table, so a table that guests will stand around, put drinks on, and you usually have out during cocktail hour and around the dance floor, 120 inch linen will take you to the floor. However, if you're planning on tying a sash around it, which I do recommend if you are outside so that the wind doesn't take that cloth with it, you're gonna wanna order 132 inch linen so that when you tie the sash around it, you're not exposing the legs of the table. 108 inch linen and a 90 inch linen will be mid-length and probably look a little silly on a high top cocktail table. If you're using that same 36 inch table, but it has a short post, so you're planning on putting some seats around it, a linen that's 108 inches will take that to the floor. 120 inch and 132 inch will puddle that linen, and this is a situation where that could be a trip hazard. Short cocktail tables usually have people getting up and down quite frequently, and that linen can get caught on people's purses or shoes, and it can, again, be a trip hazard. So if you can get 108 inch for those tables, that is ideal. A 90-inch linen on a short 36-inch table is going to be mid-length. Okay, so let's switch over and talk about the long rectangle tables. The three common sizes for linens in this category are a 90-inch by 156-inch linen, a 90-inch by 132-inch linen, and a 60-inch by 120 inches. For an 8-foot-long table, to the floor, the ideal length is a 90 by 156. The other two options are going to fall mid-length. For a 6-foot table, the 90 by 132 is ideal to go to the floor. If you get a 90 by 156, it's going to puddle on the ends, but it will go to the floor on the sides. And a 60 by 120 will be mid-length. Okay, that was a lot of numbers I just threw at you, and if you are like me, you've probably gotten them jumbled up a little bit. So again, make sure you grab that cheat sheet, and that will walk you right through the sizing chart. A final thing to note is that if you are doing overlays, which are typically a somewhat sheer linen that goes over a base linen, those typically fall mid-length. It is important, though, that you have a base linen on the table, and the base linen is as long, if not longer, than the overlay. So when we're talking about overlays, it's okay to find something that falls mid-length. Standard base linens typically come in many different sizes, especially if we're talking about whites, ivories, blacks, the common colors. As you get into more specialty linens and overlays, you'll probably find that their size or shape is limited. And it's not uncommon to have a square overlay on top of a round table, as long as it comes over the edge by at least a few inches. Some venues will do what they call an 8-point linen for a round table. And basically what this is they use square linens and put two linens crisscross on top of a table to give more coverage for the tablecloth. There's nothing wrong with this method, but it does typically end up looking more like a mid-length linen, so make sure you take a look at what that is going to look like at your venue before deciding if you want to bring in any specialty linens instead. All right, so you have graduated from table and linen sizing 101. Make sure that you head over to planningcollective.com or planningcollectively on Instagram to snag that sizing cheat sheet. And if you found this podcast helpful, I would absolutely love it if you could take a quick second to send a review. It would mean the world to me, and it helps other couples find the wedding planning support they need. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. There. Thanks so much for listening to the Wedding Planning Collective podcast. Before we get started with the episode, I wanted to let you know about our all-new Wedding Planning Blueprint course. I've taken my 19 years of wedding planning experience and created this course to help guide you from feeling overwhelmed, confused, and maybe even a little alone in the planning process to being informed, confident, and excited about planning again. This course is made up of 5 modules that will take you through the planning stages and include details on creating your budget and wedding design, hiring your vendors, food and beverage 101, rental checklists, and all of the pre-wedding details you need to get rid of FOWO, which is the fear of wedding oversight, amongst so many other topics that we cover. You can find all of the details over at planningcollective.com/WPB course. And if you join before the end of January, you will also receive access to the weekly Zoom planning sessions. I hope to see you there.